These interactive screens are up in classrooms across the city, and while it's typical to think of them being used for science and math, they are increasingly part of other disciplines. Patrick Lauer, an arts teacher at Merle Seidner School in IPS, says the technology pushes him to learn new ways to teach.
It's kind of given me just a rejuvenated view on delivery, you know, in terms of how I can do it, because I'm constantly thinking, how can I use this equipment even better?
Lauer feels it's good for his students, too. Not only do they absorb things more quickly, he says they stay focused on the lesson.
Students are not just passengers, you know, that they're drivers in the process. And so it's really been a great way to get them even more engaged, I've found.
And Lauer's quick to point out that it's more than a fancy PowerPoint.
Over to the side, I've got all of these different tools that I can use. So I can advance, and we can talk a little bit about the history of this particular project. I could have the students come in here and actually highlight different areas, you know, that they might want. And they could actually do that right on the Promethean board itself. They can come up and work right off of it.
Robert Jefferson teaches science at a high school just outside of Boston. Jefferson says the smart board allows for instant feedback.
I can put up a question on my board, and to be able to assess the kids' understanding what I'm trying to present, they've got a remote. They just hit the button for the answer that they want, and immediately goes up on the board. I can see, okay, geez, 50% of the class got it wrong. I need to reteach that.
That saves time by eliminating guesswork about how well students grasp a particular concept. It's also well understood that we all have different learning styles, and many learners have a style called kinesthetic. That means they need to move and learn things physically. That makes it all the more important to use a smart board, according to Jefferson.
Maybe 10 years ago, you ask a student to come up to a blackboard to do something. They don't want to do that. But boy, now when we've got interactive whiteboards, they're saying, hey, I didn't get a chance to go up there.
Many models also give students each a control called a voter so they can answer questions anonymously. Schools are scrambling to add this technology, but it doesn't come cheap. These smart boards cost, on average, about $5,000 for a basic model. For WFYI, I'm Joanne Clues.